With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program where we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. As we celebrate Mother's Day this week, it gives us the opportunity to focus on love, both human and divine. On today's program, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music about Mary, Mother of Jesus, as well as music of grace and peace. And we'll also pay our respects to Julian of Norwich, whose feast day was celebrated on May 8th. We'll hear beautiful works by John Tavener, C.V. Stanford, Renee Clausen, and Philip Stopford, among others. To start things off, we'll listen to a brilliant improvisation on the hymn tune Lasst uns erfreuen. Aaron David Miller plays the organ of the 4th Presbyterian Church in Chicago. Aaron David Miller improvised on the hymn tune Lasst uns erfreuen on the former organ of the 4th Presbyterian Church in Chicago. A new instrument was installed in 2016, the largest in Chicago, and we look forward to the first recording on that instrument. We continue with a setting of the lovely Swedish hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, which describes the nurturing attributes of God, which are intrinsic to both fathers and mothers. The St. Olaf Choir sings in an arrangement by Robert Schultz. Anton Armstrong conducts. Children of the Heavenly Father was sung by the St. Olaf Choir under the direction of Anton Armstrong. A different kind of hymn is up next, John Tavener's ethereal Hymn to the Mother of God for double choir. It was written in memory of his mother, who died in 1985. In it, the two choirs sing in perfect canon, creating a solemn richness to the harmony. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London.
Thank you.
Hymn to the Mother of God by John Tavener was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. From the biblical book of Proverbs and even from earlier Egyptian writings, wisdom has often been personified as a woman. Sir Charles Villiers Stanford closed his set of six biblical songs with A Song of Wisdom, with text taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus, or the Wisdom of Solomon. Originally composed for solo voice and organ, we'll hear it sung by the girl choristers of Salisbury Cathedral. David Halls directs.
Thank you.
David Halls led the girl choristers of Salisbury Cathedral in A Song of Wisdom by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. Daniel Cook played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Folliot S. Pierpoint's hymn text for The Beauty of the Earth speaks eloquently about the joy of human love in our various relationships. Andrew Carter set these words for the dedication of a new church in Northridge, California some years ago. We'll hear the RSCM Millennium Youth Choir sing, directed by Gordon Stewart. For the Beauty of the Earth, as set by Andrew Carter. Gordon Stewart led the Millennium Youth Choir of the Royal School of Church Music. Mark Williams played the organ. Music of Stephen Paulus is next as we hear the Choir of Royal Holloway sing his setting of words from the Song of Solomon, Arise, My Love. Rupert Goff conducts. Arise, My Love by Stephen Paulus was sung by the choir of Royal Holloway. Rupert Goff directed. Edward Elgar's Salut d'Amour, or Love's Greeting, was his first published composition, written in 1889. It was meant as a gift for his fiancée, whom he married later that year. Its delicate sweetness points to some of the musical characteristics of his later style as well. Organist Todd Wilson is joined by his daughter Rachel playing cello. Father and daughter team of Todd and Rachel Wilson performed the Salut d'Amour by Sir Edward Elgar. They performed at the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Renee Clausen is next, as we hear the ensemble Sounding Light sing Set Me as a Seal. Tom Trenny directs.
Four.
Tom Trenny led Sounding Light in Set Me as a Seal by Rene Clausen. The Latin text Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail Queen of Heaven, is a hymn of devotion to Mary, Mother of Jesus. Philip Stopford has created a most beautiful setting of it, which we'll hear sung by the choir of Truro Cathedral. Christopher Gray directs. Ave Regina Caelorum by Philip Stopford was sung by the choir of Truro Cathedral, led by Christopher Gray. Two settings of Ave Maria are next, both deceptively simple but evocative in their own ways. Dale Warland leads the Dale Warland Singers first in a setting by Igor Stravinsky, which belies his Russian Orthodox roots, and the second, more lyrical one, by contemporary Spanish composer Javier Busto.
Oh.
two settings of Ave Maria performed by the Dale Warland Singers. We just heard a setting by Javier Busto and earlier one by Igor Stravinsky. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. John Rutter beautifully set a 15th century English text in his anthem, Thy Perfect Love, which speaks of the divine love of Jesus. The Cambridge Singers perform, accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia. Thy Perfect Love by John Rutter, a setting of an anonymous 15th century English text, was sung by the Cambridge Singers, led by the composer. In addition to Mother's Day, on today's program we also mark the feast day of Julian of Norwich, which was celebrated on May 8th. This 14th century Christian mystic and visionary wrote extensively on the nature of divine love in a series of what she called revelations. These 16 writings are believed to be the first English-language book written by a woman. Composer Carson Kuman chose portions of these writings for his oratorio The Revelations of Divine Love, composed in 2009. From its North American premiere performance, we'll hear two movements, Three Heavens and All Shall Be Well. Rupert Goff leads the choir of Royal Holloway, along with the Buttrick Sinfonia. Two movements from Carson Kuman's oratorio on text by Julian of Norwich. We just heard All Shall Be Well, and earlier they performed Three Heavens. Rupert Goff led the choir of Royal Holloway and the Buttrick Sinfonia in this recording, taken from a live performance. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music celebrating human and divine love for Mother's Day. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send an email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.